But I have been overwhelmed, I guess you could say, over the last few months about how many members in our congregations that are that have been dealing with serious illness. I've had three members just in the Dallas-Fort Worth area die since the feast, and two of them were totally unexpected. One was a lingering long illness. And as I think about that, and of course prayer is an awfully big subject, a lot bigger subject you can cover in a sermonette, but what I did this morning, I got the last year's church directory, and I thought I would just focus just for a minute on Lawton, because there's a lot of people dealing with a lot of issues health-wise here, and I just want to encourage everybody, sometimes when you pray, sometimes when I pray, it can seem almost overwhelming because there's so many things that you want to pray about, so many people you're concerned about, and we want, as a family, to make sure we, even though each other we may not even know, they may not even know we're praying for them, but yet we need to, because quite frankly, it's troubling times. We're living through times that are very, very frightening, or could be if we get our mind off base. And just when I went through this book, this directory, we've got Jean Butler here. Now, Jean Butler would have been here today, but she rides with the Dodens, and the Dodens are sick. So I don't think it's anything serious. I think they've just a little under the weather. But then you drop down to, and I have Olive Heller here, who died, of course, during the last year. You have Richard Hollinshead's son, who's dealing with issues. And I'm going to miss somebody when I say this, but I'm just sort of pointing some out. Howard Lewis is not here today, and Howard probably is not feeling well. And he goes through, you know, quite a few health problems. Then you've got Lou Meek, who, you know, he's had radiation for cancer, and he's I hear from Lou every now and then. I got a pretty long email from him the other day, and I try to send him cards and emails and mention that we're thinking about him, but you know, it's a big hole when Lou's not here, as with any of the other people that are not here. So we've got Lou to think about. We've got Judy Noel, who's never sick. What's no, actually you've been sick too, huh? Missed five Sabbaths. You don't have COVID, do you? I need to go look. Okay. Just kidding. But I knew you'd miss some. And of course Ruth Sharp, who has her health issues. Turn over here on the next page to Alex Surratt, and we know Alex has been dealing with health situations for quite a while. Randy and Hollis Wallace have moved, but you know their daughter is not in good health at all, and they've had some health issues. Then, of course, we've got Mr. Woodall, who tested positive for COVID, and is he still in the hospital? He's home? Okay. But, you know, I just bring that to your attention because I know we pray for each other, but I'm telling you what, just my situation, which is nothing that I should be focusing on, but when somebody points out or tells me that they prayed for me, it's encouraging. And I'm sure each and every one of us, it's encouraging when we pray for each other. So I thought I would turn over just for a short couple of scriptures here as we think about this, because I thought it'd be a good time just to sort of focus our mind on how important it is that we pray for each other. I've got so many members in Dallas and Fort Worth that if I don't write it all down in Lawton, if I don't write it down, I wind up thinking, well, I haven't prayed for whoever, you know, for a while. And I need to, and we need to encourage one another. Now, over in Romans 8, here's a scripture that I think we probably feel like quite often. Romans 8, verse 26. Because when we're praying and our mind's swirling around, and we're thinking of all the things going on in the world and all the trials and all the situations that people are dealing with, not just health-wise, but, you know, job-wise, family-wise, just in financial-wise, so many different ways. And I know Richard Hollinshead told me that he totaled his car yesterday. So we're just thankful that God protected you and you're able to be here. But that's got to be a stress on your mind. It says, verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. God's Holy Spirit working through us. We are weak. I mean, we can't take our next breath without God giving it to us. And yet, sometimes we look and we just feel so helpless as to what we see going on and people going through trials. I have a good friend who doesn't live around here, lives in another state over, and he asked me not to mention his name because he wants to keep it private, but he just found out that he has pancreatic cancer. And I was going to announce it to the membership, but he said for right now he just wanted to keep it private. But that weighs on my mind. And when I pray in the morning, for instance, that's usually the first thing I say to God, because it's so easy to focus on what we personally ourselves not only want, but in many, many cases need. We do need to be healthy. None of us are getting any younger as we move on. But it says, Spirit helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know even what we should pray about. Because there's so many things. And if you're like me, my mind's wandering all over the place, and I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about that. I even got a couple texts on the way to church today. Penny was driving, and about a couple things that people are having trouble with. And I responded to one, but the other I haven't even had a chance because I haven't. I just saw it as we were getting here. But we don't even know what we should pray sometimes. But the Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, will make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Sometimes we don't even know what to say. But yet God knows when we care. And God knows when we're hurting. And God knows when we need help. And let's face it, brethren, we all need help. Not only from each other, but of course, ultimately from God, the Father, and Jesus Christ. So I think it is so important that we take a step back sometime and just think about, I'll be the first to tell you, I focus on, you know, like getting this skin cancer cut off and fixed up. But I need to, not that I don't focus on that, but I need to focus and I'll try to focus on all the really tragic things that are going on. I've got members that had mates that they live with for years that they're dead, that died in the last few months. And I know they're hurting. And I know you can send a card. But one thing I found out is when there's a funeral, when somebody dies, initially, as is good, many people contact them with cards and so forth. But after a few weeks, they tend to dry up, not because people don't care, but because as life goes on, they come up with all these other things that are going on. So let's think about praying for each other and encouraging one another, which I'm not saying you don't, but it's very important. And God knows when we care about all the situations people are going through. So I want just to read one other few verses over in Philippians. Philippians is a very encouraging book, one of the more encouraging books in the entire Bible. The Philippian church was not a wealthy church at all, but in many ways, they were an example of how a church should work with one another. If the buzzer goes off, then just say I went overtime. But Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, 7, and 8. Now, it's interesting how verse 6 begins. Paul says, be anxious for nothing. Well, I'm anxious all the time, and you probably are too. But he's trying to tell us in the overall scheme of things, what is really important? What is really important? Just like I was anxious when they say, no, you need to sit here and calm down and let your blood pressure go down, and then it just keeps going higher. So I guess I was anxious about something. Probably will be again Monday. Hopefully I'll do better Monday. But be anxious for nothing, but in everything, here's what Paul's saying. Of course we have trials. Of course we have things that worry us about our life and the world. But it says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. God wants to know what's on our mind. God wants to know the hurts we deal with. But God also wants to know when we're intercessory praying for one another. And then he finishes this little section, verse 7, by saying, and the peace of God. Don't we all need peace? The peace of God which surpasses all understanding. How can a person go through some of the things they've gone through without God giving his peace and encouragement? He will guard your hearts and guard your minds through Jesus Christ. And I'll close by reading verse 8, which is one of the more encouraging verses in the whole Bible. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, and let's take time to think about not all the trials, not all the politics in the world, not all the frightening things, but let's think about whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's just. There's a lot of unjust in the world, but let's think about what's just. Whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Hey, I can read this, and yes, I'm anxious at times. You're anxious at times. And as we see all the things going on and all our friends sick and our bodies, not as healthy as we'd like it to be, even though we're anxious to some degree, by prayer and thanking God. I've heard this many times, and I'll say it again. How's the best way to begin a prayer each day to God? By thanking him for being God. Because quite frankly, what would we do if it wasn't that God is God? So let's meditate. Let's encourage one another. Let's help one another. But let's thank God for all that he does. Again, I personally thank you for those that have encouraged me. And I thank you, and I would like to ask again for all of us to remember one another and those that are hurting. And in so many ways, we can even hardly comprehend. So God will right all the wrongs. At the end of the book says, we win. God will right all the wrongs. But let's encourage and help one another during these times.